Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure. Continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Marcia Egan is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, author of Inbox Detox, certified business leader, coach, and the CEO of the Egan Group. Inboxdetox.com, is that right?
It's that and MarciaEgan.com.
MarciaEgan.com. I'll bet you that will get you to the main website. It's a good one, too, by the way, folks. You want to go check that out. Okay, Marcia, we're talking about holding yourself accountable. Let's rephrase it. Being accountable. Because some of us are not as good at holding ourselves accountable. If you've got a family, then they're holding you accountable, right? Because they eat. They want to eat. They don't want to live out, and they want to have to live like feral animals. They want to have a roof over their head, and they want to eat and do things like that normal people do. So that's a little bit of accountability. Some people join a mastermind group, a peer group. That other people, now that's, do you like those programs?
I really do, and that was
the Vistage and the tab boards, and or even your own, just your own group.
Well, exactly. I was going to suggest that as part of our conversation today, Jim, because mastermind groups can be large, they can be small, they can be in person, they can be online, they can be by teleconference. And I personally am involved in two. One is on the telephone, and the other is in person. Hmm. And what happens is you meet once a month or whatever, on any interval that everybody agrees on. That's what's great about masterminds. They agree on the rules of the group.
Right.
And then what happens is you declare your accountability for the next time you meet.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, as an example, in one of my mastermind groups, this woman wanted to get a book published. And she talked about it, never got it done. And she said, by next month, I am going to have research, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we held her accountable to it and brainstormed with her when she came up to a bit of an impasse.
Mm-hmm.
And so three heads are better than one. Five heads are better than one. So a mastermind or even a business associate. I'm not talking mm-hmm. about a best friend or
right.
a business partner.
My friend Noah St. John calls them loving mirrors.
I like that.
They love you enough, but they'll hold a mirror up in front of you. But you know, there's one.
Yeah.
You talked about those groups. I will say this. Remember this, folks. Marcia said that everybody agreed on the rules, and maybe the rules are different for all the groups. But there's one thing that is non-negotiable and is consistent, common denominator in all such groups, and that is confidentiality.
Exactly.
Right. If you join a group and you're concerned about confidentiality, you need to find another group. If you aren't sure that the people within the group will maintain the confidence, then you need to go somewhere else.
Oh, that has to be. And I mean, you are going to have various rules. I know one mastermind group that meets by telephone every month, but they require an in-person. These people are people from all over America.
Mm-hmm.
And they require that they go to a retreat for 3 days every year. And if you don't go, you're out of the group. But they made up those rules. Somebody else
mm-hmm.
didn't tell them about it.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. So what are some other things that we need to do for accountability?
Well, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn, but some people hire coaches. I'm a coach.
Right.
And I work with people to... and I hold them
accountable. It's a one-on-one mastermind group. And
yeah.
I've done that, I've done
by
that myself.
By a trained professional.
Mm-hmm.
But I've seen another, it's like a mastermind group, and you may have just referred to it, but it's a partner or someone who you have mutual respect, but you're not competing with each other, but you
mm-hmm.
understand each other's businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my clients actually did that with someone, and she talked to her every Tuesday morning, all year long. And
wow.
Just, how are you? What's going on? What are you doing today? What are you doing this week?
Right.
So you can do it in any kind of way. I think the most important point is for you to know you and what makes you take action.
Mm-hmm.
If you're disciplined, you don't have a problem with this.
But everybody, disciplined or otherwise, everybody needs to see their actions through the eyes of someone else.
Oh, they do.
That just adds to clarity, doesn't it?
Oh, exactly. It adds a lot to clarity, and it also challenges you.
Right.
Challenges your assumptions.
When I had my consulting company, that's one of the things that I did was, as much as anything, I did two things. Besides actually taking projects and helping them with them, I helped them see what they were doing, how it was appearing to other people through my eyes. And the other thing is, whenever I would leave them, I would always give them some homework to do. I'd say, now when I come back, see if you can get these things done.
Well, exactly.
And it wasn't like I was giving the boss work to do, but I was giving the boss work to do. and it helped him. Marcia, I need the website again, please.
MarciaEgan.com.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there. What do we find when we get there?
Oh, you're going to find a lot of things on both productivity, success strategies, email strategies, you name it. I'm all about your success.
There you go. It's all right there at MarciaEgan.com, E-G-A-N, by the way. Marcia, good job today. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
Marcia Egan, ladies and gentlemen. We'll have her back another day. We always get smarter when Marcia joins us. You got to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.